Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the free radio.com app.
Well, let's get things going. Some good news and some bad news today. What would you like first?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
A Phoenix man is lucky to be alive after he was crushed by a boulder weighing more than 8,000 pounds while on a charity hike with his daughter.
That James Franco movie where he cuts his arm off with the Boy Scout
knife? That was a terrifying movie. And
127 hours? No.
Now, this is a dude named Luke Barnett. Him with his adult daughter set out on an 800-mile hike through the Arizona Trail called Adventure of Your Life.
And Mother Nature was like, nah, bitch. Boulder on your ass.
I feel like if they'd gone back over to that sign where it says Adventure of Your Life, if they just like wiped off the top, it would have said the last adventure of your life.
Yikes.
The father-daughter duo were hiking to raise money for a good cause, the Colorado City Dream Center, a facility that helps people living in Arizona and Utah communities with a generational history of human trafficking and exploitation under the guise of religion. Luke was crushed by the massive boulder, which resulted in multiple broken bones, including his forearm, his femur.
No.
His hip.
Oh, boy.
And three ribs.
What about his junk? How did junk do?
Well, if your hip gets broken.
He got squashed.
Yeah. Adventure of your life turned out to be, in reality, the miracle of our life. That we're alive today, Luke said.
Is that a miracle?
Far more positive than I would be about this.
Is that a like, getting a boulder falling on you and you living, cool. But is that really a miracle?
Is that
miracle
really
that
lucky?
You,
is
that, that you a live? Yeah,
well,
I mean, like water into wine.
That's
a miracle.
Yeah,
a that's
crushing,
a party.
Crushing your junk. No.
Would you think that he's just like, you know what, honey? I'm glad that we did this charity thing, but I'm never, ever going outside ever again.
Baby,
I'm never hiking.
I got to spend time with you.
Yeah, like that's the perfect excuse.
The real
to never have to exercise ever
was
again.
The friends we made along the way.
Like, Dad, are you dying or not? Like, should I call a helicopter or something?
Does he have a GoFundMe? I mean, because they had a very specific thing that they were looking for, which I'm all for, but it was very specific. Do they have a GoFundMe set up for this guy?
Not that I've heard of yet.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Some good news today as well. You can now bake a giant Twinkie that serves 8 people. Just in time for your COVID super
Isn't
spreader event.
Isn't that just a cake with
yeah, it's
cream
just a cake,
inside
basically.
Of it? Like a yellow cake with
They came
cream?
Out with a new party-sized Twinkie baking kit. It lets you bake a giant 2-pound Twinkie that serves at least 8 people.
Nobody Ooh. Wants to bake their own Twinkie. Make us a giant 8-person serving-sized Twinkie. We will buy it, but a baking kit?
No, I kind of like this.
I don't know. I mean, like, if you were at a Thanksgiving get-together with your family,
yeah.
And somebody rolled out with a giant Twinkie Ooh. For dessert. I mean,
no.
Even if it's just to Instagram, like, that's pretty cool.
First off, not stale enough. You need to make it Twinkie, Hostess.
No, I like them
Produce
mushy.
These.
Yeah.
Let them sit in a warehouse for 5 to 7 years and then put them on the store shelves.
Yeah, I like that. What's that song? The Moist-Ass Twinkie? Is that right?
Everyone loves a what? Moist Twinkie.
What?
So if
is
you're
that
interested,
what Little John was singing about when he was saying what?
If you're interested, the kid is on sale at Walmart for just $15.
$15.
Sorry.
And it even
oh,
comes
that's
with
it.
A,
I was
thinking, a custom baking
Twinkie.
Pan in case you need it.
Sorry. His would be Matt.
Mahoney's having a whole conversation over here by himself.
Well, you trying to work out the acronym?
Well, you said moist, and then I said what? I'm thinking in the W.
Wet-ass Twinkie?
Yeah.
It'd be a Matt. That's a moist-ass Twinkie.
Yeah, because, I mean, everyone likes a moist-ass Twinkie. Nobody likes a wet-ass Twinkie.
Do we, though? Do we want a moist
I kind of like mine
oh,
dry.
Yeah, I'll go.
A little dry.
You do?
Dry-ass Twinkie?
You're a dry guy?
Give me that Twinkie. Actually, that's like a UMC or UMB bank.
Okay.
And that'd be like...
Here's what's making news.
So some good news if you like being shady on Facebook and Instagram, which I think takes a whole different level of courage to
like
do.
Like shady
because,
or like subliminal, like tweeting type
no,
posting?
No, no, no. I think this is basically if you're like doing something that you don't want your significant other to see.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe you can make an argument that this is for business as well, but come on.
What's going on here?
Facebook is rolling out a new feature that makes messages disappear. in Messenger and on Instagram. Vanish mode makes messages disappear after they are seen by the recipient and they leave the chat. In addition, Messenger and Instagram will notify users when somebody takes a screenshot of their chat.
Snapchat.
While using Vanish mode.
Exactly.
Snapchat.
Exactly.
Just a Snapchat.
Just a rip off of Snapchat.
That's why cheaters like Snapchat so much.
Because the Vanish mode? But is there any... is there any guarantee that it actually vanishes?
No. No. They keep all of their stuff.
Well, yeah, they do. But for the most part, like, if I were to go through, you know, my husband's phone and he was, like, texting some hussy or whatever on Snapchat, like, I couldn't go through myself and go back and see the deleted messages.
But here's the thing, too. If you send something on Snapchat or any of these other, whatever, self-destructing messages, people can still take screenshots of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And... without you knowing.
Yes.
So,
cool.
Like,
if they have, like, another camera or a phone.
Or they just put it in airplane mode and then there's a thousand different workarounds.
Oh, really? That works too.
So, like, your nudie photos aren't safe. And last person you probably want to have them is old lizard face Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh.
True. So, yeah, let's go cruising again, right? This is exciting. The first cruise ship to set sail in the Caribbean since March. Reports, coronavirus case on board 5 days into the voyage.
I thought you were going to bust out into a Beach Boy song.
No. Unfortunately, there's no singing now. Despite all 53 passengers testing negative before boarding, they have now been quarantined as the vessel makes its way back to the point where it departed in Barbados.
Ooh. What kind of small-ass ship only has 53 people
it was
on
one
it?
It was one of the smaller ones. They're like kind of the luxury cruise lines.
What, the ship from Gilligan's Island?
Like, yeah, right.
53 people.
But I love that we're shocked.
Nobody.
But not. You know,
but I mean, this is the first. This is the first one since March, and there's only 53 people on board.
All of them are sick now.
If this was, you know, a cruise ship that had 500 or 5,000 people on board.
Did you stop in ports? Like, that's my question. Like, how can you possibly have a cruise liner that's stopping in all these ports? And, like, okay, you get tested beforehand, but then if you're going out into the public with people who have not been tested, who live in these islands, then their chances of you getting it are probably still pretty high.
Significant.
Yeah. And then, like everything else on a cruise ship, you know, everybody's touching always made everything. The joke about, you know, being the poop cruise and every other virus that gets spread really easy because you're all in a confined space. I could see Corona thriving in that.
This has got to be somebody that had it and tested negative positive, and then ended up
false negative.
Yeah, it turned positive after
common.
The fact, which is unfortunately very common and one of the reasons why it spreads so readily, because people will go get tested and go, oh yeah, I'm cool, and then it's like, no, actually,
or no, I'm cool, and then they're like, no, I'm gonna go to a mosh pit, but I got tested 3 weeks ago, so I definitely
fine.
Don't have it.
I'm fine. Yeah,
that mosh pit. Yeah, no, I don't know what they're moshing to, but I just imagine they're just somewhere.
It's like one of those silent mosh pits. Like they have with
those
the,
are creepy.
The silent dance parties.
Probably like Down with the Sickness or something.
Always. So Amazon is suing influencers for peddling garbage. Two influencers already teamed up with nearly a dozen third-party sellers to advertise, promote, and facilitate the sale of counterfeit luxury goods on Amazon, according to a lawsuit filed Thursday by Amazon. Amazon is accused. Kelly, you tell me if you know any of these people, Audrey.
Okay.
Kelly Fitzpatrick.
Mm-mm.
Sabrina Kelly Krejci?
Sure, yeah.
Of using Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, as well as their personal websites to promote counterfeit products being sold on Amazon.
One of the beautiful things about influencers is that they buy their follows and they buy their likes and they get people to ghostwrite their blogs for them, and people do not understand that they are usually broke and they are usually frauds.
Full of it. You're being scammed.
You can buy anything on Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you get enough articles.
Especially
and enough
my
enough
foot photos.
Yeah.
You get even, sucks.
And people are like, well, how did they get verified then? If you have enough articles, if you have enough people ghostwriting articles for you online, all Instagram looks is says, oh, how many articles do you have with your name in it? Cool. Let's put a check mark by your name.
Yep. Dirty. It's dirty. If you're actually being influenced by Instagram influencers, you should go to jail.
We should send those Instagram influencers into one of those silent mosh pits.
Ah, yes.
Like that would be...
They would actually... I would love to see that. Just like... Because, you know, it's like their cutie little aesthetic.
Ew, don't touch me. Yeah. You bumped off my hat.
Yeah, they'd make a vlog about it.
Oh, they would.
Shoot, they'd be in there getting moshed around. They'd be like, ew, I hate this. Ew, quit touching.
Made me spill my pumpkin spice latte.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Take those little rascals in the other room so you can get some sleep. Peace.
Message deleted.
You talking about my kids? Because it doesn't just work to go pick them up and put them in another room, and then I go back to the bedroom and fall asleep. That's not really.
You need multiple levels of doors that lock.
Yeah, I need that. I need like a panic room.
Yeah.
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 That's soundproof.
Get like a
napic room?
Ooh. You get like a fake bookshelf or something, Dave, where you just pull a book. And
did I ever tell you that there was a house that I looked at that had a fake bookshelf that opened up to this area that had like a secret office back there? But the problem was that like it was right by the fireplace. Yeah. Like you open the fireplace and you go back. I'm like, this is so cool. And then I realized that there behind the bookcase was also the laundry room and the entrance from the garage.
Which ruins
everything.
Yeah, that's not a secret room. That's just a hidden laundry room.
All it is a really ineffective bookshelf that you can't put anything on without hot gluing it to it because you're just going to knock it over every time you bring the groceries in.
Yeah, that's also weird. I don't like that.
If you've got a hidden room in your house, you a freak. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, I think that the concept of having like a cool cigar room.
You don't need to hide that behind a bookshelf.
Behind a bookshelf.
Well, if you're hiding something cool behind a bookshelf.
Secret sex room or
weird ass sex dungeon.
You're trying to take over the world. You know how like in every TV show
that
has to do with spies and Nazis and CIA, they always open up the room. There's a bunch of like maps hanging on the wall and
a laboratory back here. Yeah.
I got all that on my phone. I've got GPS. I've got all everything I could possibly need at the fingertips. I don't need maps on a wall.
Efficient. Mm.
I feel like maps on a wall also a little played up.
Yeah, it's gone the way of the dodo.
I do like a globe though.
Like a globe?
I do like a globe.
I feel like globes. You have a globe?
I have a globe. A mini globe.
Where did you made a globe?
Target.
You you bought it.
No.
You know what I like? I like globe.
You bought it. Okay.
I like globe ashtrays.
Yes, I do buy it.
You know why? Because I feel like it's representing how we're treating the earth.
Oh, shut up, you hippies.
It's an art piece as well. After the tone.
Do you guys have the type of parents that will literally do anything for you? Like if you really need it, they would literally bend over backwards for you. I can't even go to my parents for money at all anymore.
Message deleted.
Never gone to my parents for money because... or at least not that I can think of off the top of my head, as an adult, certainly, because they have six kids. Like, I just feel like it would be unfair.
See, I'm on the other end of that spectrum. I'm an only child, and if I needed something, my parents would help. No issue. They'd probably, depending on how stupid it was, the lecture may come in, but my parents, you know, love me.
I could ask.
It's not about love.
And they would, but I just don't want to.
Because you have...
Pride.
Yeah. And Mahoney does not.
That's a deadly sin, my friends.
My parents cut me off 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not asking my parents for money or anything, but if I was in a jam, my parents would certainly do whatever they could.
You can't roll up in a $200 Tommy Bahama shirt with teakwood buttons and ask somebody for money.
You bet.
You don't know me. Please leave a message after the tone.
I was at the bar the other day by myself, and out of nowhere, this older guy who was in there headed to the jukebox. You know what this guy played? He put on 6 Destiny Child songs in a row. That should be illegal.
Message deleted.
I love that. Respect that man so much because I know that when I get drinking and I've got touch tunes
on your
my
playlist.
Phone.
Yeah.
Oh, we are playing all sorts of yacht rock up in this and or 90s alternative, some Hootie, Third Eye Blind.
What up, Candlebox?
Oh, always Candlebox. The Flies. Time. I always feel like you're throwing the Flies
in
there.
Got you where I want you. And then you go, you know this song? You know who's by? Huh? The waitress is like, no. The song came out.
It's on the Cruel Intentions soundtrack.
What?
It was really popular.
I was born, sir. Leave me alone.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
I think when it comes to the headphone business, most of us are kind of over it. The whole idea of, okay, I need to buy $300 Beats that don't sound very good.
Right.
Beats suck.
And then the AirPod Pros, I'm a big fan of those, but they're very expensive and fairly easy to lose one of them.
I think I lost mine for a couple days, and it had gotten pushed under the bed and then under something under the bed.
Uh-huh.
And so, and once it's dead, you can't make it make a sound, and right. So I thought I was out. Luckily, I ended up finding it, but I'm with you. It is in the world of audio fidelity, it's a pain in the ass to find something that's good. I love what we use here in the studio. I don't think you need more than a $100 pair of old school Sony headphones that sound great every time you put them on, and you're never going to lose them.
I didn't expect that we would go straight from people are kind of annoyed with having to pay that much for headphones to this, though. There's a new device that puts music into your head.
I hate this.
Sound beaming is a new futuristic audio technology from Novato Systems, an Israeli company that says it will debut a desktop device that beams sound directly to a listener without the need for headphones. The listening sensation is straight out of a sci-fi movie, according to some. The 3D sound is so close it feels like it's inside your ears while also in front, above, and behind you.
If you want to know how people go crazy, this is it. To me, this sounds like a Mossad, like a psychop. Mm-hmm. That they've used to, like, put voices into people's heads to get them to do crazy-ass stuff. So I'm going to pass on this technology personally.
Yeah, I don't like it.
This seems really, really bad. Imagine if somebody was using this for nefarious reasons.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. It's I don't like it. The technology uses 3D sensing a module and creates and tracks the ear position, sending audio via ultrasonic waves to create sound pockets by the user's ear. The sound can be heard in stereo or 3D mode, which creates a 360-degree sound around the listener.
And more importantly, Dave, when I'm at the gym and I am in my my tight workout pants, and if I don't have my big giant headphones on, everybody's going to approach me and want to talk.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, you got that apple bottom.
That's right.
Doing squats, but you're watching other people do squats, and you're standing there just looking fly with that peach bottom.
That's right. That's right.
How big his back is. Wow.
A big back.
That's right. So I got to go with the over the ear over the ear old school headphones to make it really look like I'm intent or you know
you're
intent
doing
and focused
stuff.
And then be reading a book at the same time too.
Speaking of the future.
Pride and Prejudice. I'm a big Jane Austen fan.
Mahoney, you always complain about having to, in fact, that's the reason you don't wear shoes is because you don't want to bend over to tie your shoes.
Yeah, it's jumping is out of my rotation of things that I will do never again. And bending over, unfortunately, I haven't found a workaround for that one yet, but I'm limiting it to as few things as possible.
So you're saying in your life right now, for whatever reason, bending over is very important still.
Well, I mean, you got to put, I mean, like, occasionally you have to bend over.
Yeah, sure.
To put on shoes.
Because oh, it's just
yes,
normal.
Yes. Well, Jordan has revealed the new Jordan 11s that auto lace.
Oh, I'm into this.
Yeah, so back in 2016, they had those, like, Back to the Future shoes that everyone kind of freaked out about for a little while there. This is supposed to be a much improved version of that. The kicks are set to be released next month, and rumors say they'll come in at $500 a pair.
That's about what most of the laceless Nikes are running right now. My only problem with this is that you have to have an app. So if your phone dies and your shoes are still on, you out of luck.
Oh, you can't take them off without the app?
I don't know. Maybe there's an emergency release button.
But like a little thing with a glass thing on the side you have to break.
Oh, my God.
Get a little fire axe out.
SOS.
Help.
I mean, I love this. That's like for the sneakerhead who was also a big Back to the Future fan. So it's combining those two worlds. It's like combining two brands of... it's like combining... two food brands that, you know,
create
a superfood.
Yeah. Like the donut KFC burger that they had a little bit a while ago. It was like the Dunkin' Donuts donut and the KFC chicken sandwich.
Yeah, this is like that.
It's like that.
But for your feet.
So I don't know about you guys, but I think the Hyperloop sounds awesome. So they're testing the Virgin Hyperloop with passengers. It would take about 30 minutes.
I like the Chad Hyperloop better myself.
It would take about 30 minutes for people to commute from D.C. to New York City. West Virginia would play host to certification center test track where the next phase of testing will follow a timeline to achieve safety certification by 2025 and commercial scale operations by 2030. So still a little ways off from this, right? But the system could carry commuters at 670 miles per hour from D.C. to New York City in about a half an hour. Or on the West Coast, you could go from L.A. to San Francisco in 43 minutes, which is four times the speed of a regular train, twice as fast as even getting on a plane.
I don't know if I like that.
Oh, for sure.
I think I would get sick.
Why? You can't feel it.
You can't?
No.
What if I look out the window?
Don't look out the window.
It's like being on an airplane. You're flying 800 miles an hour.
Oh, get you some of those horse blinder things.
Except for you're on the ground as opposed to, in a metal tube rocketing through the sky.
Yeah, but I feel like that's like smoother. What if somebody puts a penny on the railroad and then fly off?
What happens if the plane hits a bird?
Never happens.
It never happens. It happens all the time.
Ask Captain Sully.
Yeah, he had to put that thing down in the Hudson. He is a hero.
That's right.
Does it really happen?
Yes.
I just got sweaty.
Did you ever see that movie?
No. Tom Hanks? I actually really just got sweaty thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
They hit like a flack of geese or something.
A flack of geese.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of rapper geese. Flack of.
It's the movie quote quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So this is a fairly simple one. These are all really popular movies you've seen probably a bunch of times over the years, or at least heard people quote them, whatever it may be. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play short clips, around 10 seconds of each one of these movies, and you guys trying to figure out what movie they come from. Now, Audrey, you get the option if you want to go first or second on the first one, and you also get the advantage of being able to tag me in for one of them if you choose. Whoever gets more correct out of the five is going to be our winner today.
Number one for me, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If you get one right today, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Here we go with number one in the movie quote quiz. Good luck.
You should put up a note in the ladies' locker room.
Put up a note? Highly classified found? Signals intelligence CIA Hello? Did anybody lose their secret CIA I don't think so.
I don't know. You figure it
she
out.
She is pumping her fist in the air.
The best part of that movie is whenever they find that CD in the gym locker room floor of the girls' bathroom. That is burn after reading. Thank you, Brad Pitt, for being so cute.
Never would have got that. Well done.
Really? I love that movie.
Nope. Mahoney, would you have got that?
Yeah. I'm a big Coen Brothers fan.
Okay. All right, on to number two. Mahoney, you're first on this.
Steve Perry.
And I should have been gone.
Oh, yeah, you missed it.
Damn it.
We said no more journey psych-outs. Dude, I'm running out of ideas.
I think that it's, I Love You, Man?
No.
No?
No.
That is incorrect.
Not even close. I'm going to steal. Will you tag me in on this one?
Yeah.
That's basketball.
Hell yeah, it is, Dave. Yeah.
Steve Perry.
And I should have been gone.
Yeah.
See, I thought that was a Paul Rudd falsetto right there.
Yeah, that's. I understand how you could mix that up.
Trey Parker falsetto. Yeah.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone in one of their very few movie appearances. They don't even do, obviously, a lot of television appearances. Yeah. It's all South Park. But basketball, a cult classic. Not like a real cult classic. Just kind of like still, 40 people are really into
still
it.
Still a funny movie.
But yeah, still a good movie.
I preferred their earlier work in Orgasmo, personally.
Never seen that either.
Okay. Here we go on to number three. Audrey, you can win it right here if you get this one right.
May I help you? Are you a member of the Turtle Club?
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly. But am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
Is he okay?
He's fine.
He's fine, Turtle.
You know it?
Yeah. Do you really? Be a master of disguise.
Master of disguise
is correct.
Wow.
He just ripped
Dana Carvey.
Three for three. I mean, just an absolute whooping.
Okay.
I watched that a thousand times.
One chance to answer one question. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, here you go. Here's number four.
Uh-huh. As I drank their cold liquid from each shell and washed it down with the crisp taste of the wine, I lost the empty feeling and began to be happy. He never forgets to describe how things taste.
That was our Lord and Savior, Nicolas Cage, in some movie. I don't know.
That's City of Angels,
Dave,
man.
You're a player today, man.
Man, I went on a bad date to that movie like 25 years ago. I blocked it out.
It's Nicolas Cage.
Meg Ryan dies. I don't even want to.
Spoiler.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
It's Pop Trap.
There's a whole bunch of streaming services that are out there right now, and some are really good, some are really bad, but the one that I think created the most buzz.
R.I.P. Quibi. R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, right? I feel like it came as fast as it went.
So there's been a lot of streaming services out there, and the one that really stood out probably the most, that got the most fanfare, was Disney Plus, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one that everyone kind of freaked out about. But now that you're, you know, a year into it, do you feel like Disney Plus is the best streaming service, one of the top five, nowhere near one of your favorites? How do you feel about it?
For me, it has the best programming on there, hands down, and we haven't even gotten to the Marvel stuff yet. It has been a slow rollout, but COVID has slowed a few things down, but The Mandalorian, in my opinion, one of the best shows on TV. It's the best Star Wars programming we've seen in decades. And
I feel like that's the only show, though, like the only original show from Disney Plus that's gotten a lot of fanfare.
Well,
for
mass appeal. But if you're a fan of Disney, I think it's worth the, like, $5 or $6, whatever it is a month. They still have reasonable prices, as whereas Netflix, you know, we're creeping up on that $20 mark. And not that, like, that's the difference of $3 a month is going to break the bank, but it just gets annoying. It's they're cabling us.
So the idea is that Disney had a projection to reach between 60 and 90 million subscribers by 2024. Obviously, a lot of this fast track because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. In the first year alone, 73.7 million subscribers for Disney Plus.
Wow.
That's a lot of people. And I think once we get to the Marvel stuff, we're going to see those numbers go up even higher. But I feel like if you signed up last year, I think I just paid for the whole year up front. I think I paid $50 for a year. I feel like I got $50 worth of enjoyment from that service, without a doubt.
You know what's really interesting, though? And I think that you kind of agreed with me whenever The Mandalorian first rolled out and then we were getting all of this, woohoo, oh my gosh, I can't wait to watch like all of the old collections of Disney. And then it kind of lost its luster for me a few months after that because I finished The Mandalorian and that's kind of why I got it. And now I'm kind of back in it because of The Mandalorian. I feel like that's the only thing kind of keeping me around.
I'm curious if Disney is going to have the same impact on my kids that it had on us.
You started off, you started them off with Boss Baby and Trolls, man. You've led them down the wrong path, Dave.
No. So that's the thing. When we were kids, kind of the one studio that was regularly cranking out really great high production movies for our generation was Disney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now there's a billion of them,
nah,
right?
I still think DreamWorks sucks.
DreamWorks
Pixar,
sucks.
What else? Disney? Yeah,
well, Pixar's Disney.
Oh,
just all of the programming that they have available now, mm-hmm. right? I mean, like, you've got everything on demand from Nick Jr. You've got
Dave,
everything on
like
Netflix. You've got
religion,
everything.
You
got
to force it upon them.
It doesn't matter what you believe,
like Aladdin,
or what you think is right. You will enjoy this movie.
Yes.
Sit down and watch The Little Mermaid while Daddy cries.
Aww.
It's an emotional movie. So Phil Collins has to clap back and says, "I do not stink." If you missed it, Phil Collins' ex-wife accused him of smelling bad, which is really hard to defend because
is it the easiest thing in the world to defend? Anybody comes up to you, just give me a little whiff.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. You have to tell everyone to smell you.
But he's a hermit. He's not leaving.
And now you're even more self-conscious. Like, if you've been outside working for 20 minutes, everyone's like, "Oh, that's stinky Phil Collins. You're going to watch out for him."
I mean, I don't know. It's such a douchebag move on her part. It's like saying a dude's got tiny junk. But it's like, you're the one who stayed with him for however many decades. And, you know.
No, she said he stunk so bad that his junk just stopped working.
Yeah.
Remember?
I don't
think
that's how that works. Which is also part of his depression.
It's
part of his depression.
His wiener just gave up.
I just love that she's able to out him for things that may or may not exist. But if anybody was going to clap back in B, it would certainly be it'd be Phil Collins.
I feel like she's the loser in this situation.
Oh, she is, for
sure.
She's
a massive loser. First of all, just you can't come back from somebody calling you smelly ever. Yeah.
That's just
like,
there's certain things that you never call your ex-significant other. And especially when you guys have kids together. You don't call them smelly.
And she's just living in a house that's not hers.
She's
a homeless person squatting in Phil's home.
So speaking of sucking, Kylie Jenner's ex, Tyga, has been hit with a $200,000 lawsuit for allegedly trashing a Beverly Hills home and refusing to pay rent. And he's accused his former landlord of damaging the floors, walls, and counters. Singer says that he did not pay some of his rent, which was $32,000 a month, which led to this $200,000 lawsuit against him. Again, $32,000 a month.
Wow. I think that this isn't the first time that he's run into something like this, too.
Yeah.
Interesting. That whole dynamic of that whole family is just bizarre to me.
So let me get this right. So Tyga is Kylie's ex.
Yes.
But then is he the same one that was linked to
Rob Kardashian, China? Essentially, yes.
Like, does he have a kid with China?
Who has a child
with Rob Kardashian, but then he's sleeping with Kylie Kardashian.
Once upon a time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when she was underage. But yes. Rack City,
really?
That's a banger.
Wow.
That is a banger.
Was he over 18 at the time?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Neat. Super duper.
Rack City, though. Rack City.
Rack City.
What? Rack City.
What
Rack
is that?
City.
Is that Rack a tiger song?
10, 20s on your...
Rack City.
I'm so old and white. speaking of old and white, Ryan Seacrest, man, he knows how to treat somebody.
What are you talking about? That dude's tanner than, like... everybody on the planet. That guy's got that
permanent
glow about him.
No, do
you, tell me if you guys believe this. So Julianne Hough, who's
ex.
Yeah, they dated for a long time and were pretty serious. She said she didn't feel like she deserved the lifestyle that Ryan treated her to. So the 32-year-old dancer was in a relationship with him for about 3 years until 2013. And she recalled how he showed her the high life, which included private jets and fancy yachts.
She's just saying this because he's single now, too.
Yeah, I was on private planes and yachts and living in a very, very well-off house, and my life was pretty different from where I grew up. She was raised in Utah with her brother Derek, who's also from Dancing with the Stars. She went on to say, I wanted to create that for myself because I kind of felt like I didn't deserve it, like I didn't earn that, so now I need to go create that for myself.
You do you. I mean, and not like Seacrest came from money. That guy, he was a radio DJ in L.A., doing afternoons on...
Before that, grinding. He just did some kid from Atlanta. Yeah.
That was even before that, yeah. And you know what? It has become a media force. Whether... I think his morning show's garbage, but you can't deny that nobody hustles harder than that guy in Hollywood.
Well, and he's got every single job, too.
But he also did give us the Kardashians, so screw him for that.
I mean, tell me if you were in his position, you wouldn't have done the same thing.
I would have saved America.
Millions.
I would have done the right thing.
You did.
Dave and Mahoney.
We never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. It's called the 2 Minute Promise. Alt 107.5.
So here's a question that we have for you today, and you can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. What is your worthless expertise? Most of us sit around on a weekend and we'll just stare at the television watching people that have an actual expertise in something. Maybe you're learning something from a TED Talk or you're watching a football game, but you're sitting there taking in somebody who's genuinely an expert in something, regardless of what it is. In fact, with the Masters being back, that would be a good example of sitting around and watching somebody who is great at golf. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about that stuff today. We're talking about your worthless expertise. Like, for example, Kevin chimed in on Facebook and said, I can build a set of quad roller skates from parts that I order or are provided. I am an ex-competitive speed skater and a roller rink worker.
Whoa, that's actually pretty cool.
Does that ever get you laid? You're like,
no, well,
you
no,
need
it
some
doesn't.
Quad roller skates? I got you.
Well, actually, maybe with the resurgence of skates with TikTok and everything, all these people getting out, trying to get active in weird
who
ways.
Who would have thought, Kevin, that after all of these years...
Not me.
Do you think roller rinks will ever make a comeback?
I think we're pretty close.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, not in the same sense where it's like the place to go, because that was literally the only place to go.
Because you didn't have a place to congregate, so you had to go to places to congregate.
That was the only sort of interaction that you had with
other people.
Other
places.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that business model, which those things were a lot of fun, loved them.
Yeah.
It's integral. Yeah.
Okay.
Integral part.
Yeah.
Integral. Okay. That's the word I'm looking for. Parts of our youth.
Waka flaka geese.
That would
words
be
are
a
hard.
Actually, Dave, if you had a waka flaka seagulls.
Ah, waka flaka seagulls.
You combine the two.
Yes. Flaka seagulls and waka flaka all of a sudden get together and do a
super group.
Yeah,
super collab group. Album. Love
That's
it.
Right.
Andy said, I can route a person around town by memory, not even looking at GPS or maps on my phone to get from point A to point B. Just tell me where you are and where you're trying to go, and I can route you there off the top of my head.
What a flex.
That's a flex. Insane.
When you go back to where you grew up driving, Dave, are you still able to navigate those streets by memory, or do you bust out the GPS?
Yeah. So you're talking about like when I was living in South Carolina when I was 16 years old. And
learning how to drive.
But I mean, that was also before the Google Maps and everything else came along. So, yeah. But then you asked me today, if I can get around town now, and I'm like, well, most of it, like, I know where the grocery store is. I know how to get to the airport.
I got lost driving home yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I have no idea where I'm at ever.
Oh, Ian.
Yeah, people are like, hey, just go north. Where is north?
Where is
north? I don't
north?
Know that.
Pull out your sextant.
Devin said, LOL, I make the best grilled cheeses of all time. Traditional diner style, gourmet, tuna melt, etc. It is a cheesy, melty sandwich.
You know that's how
I rock it to a buttery golden perfection.
You know that's how I got my wife. Why are you trying to step to me like that, Devin?
Trying to steal your wife.
Devin is a female, so maybe she's trying
maybe
to do the opposite.
Yeah,
I don't know how she is still trying to steal my wife.
No, I'm saying that maybe she's trying to fly that flare that there are other fish in the sea. There are other pieces of butter in the deep fry pan.
Oh, she's coming for you, Mahoney. She's trying to put you out on a date.
I don't need somebody who makes the same stuff I already make really well.
That's
you know, that's like masturbation, pretty much.
This is like a superpower. It got texted over to us as well. I can explain the offside rule in soccer, though people still get confused.
But it's not hard.
Is it different than it is in any other sport? Like you cross the line before the ball?
You get the ball after the last defender. So say you're the last defender and I'm here and I grab the ball or I kick the ball after you're in front of me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Nope.
So maybe it's a lot harder than I thought.
Don't get it.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So some of these people I legit want to hang out with. Danielle from North Park said, I can honk like a clown car with my nose.
What is a clown car sound like?
So none of us can do that. You see, Danielle, that is a superpower.
Okay.
Marty said, I'm a master checkers player.
Okay.
I've been watching The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, and I have a lot of respect now for people that are masters of chess. A master checkers player, not impressive.
Chess is hard.
Yeah.
Did you know that chess was created before checkers?
Yes. Wait, no.
I learned that from that show.
Was it really? Did they say that in the show?
Yeah, that was. I mean, it was a throwaway.
I feel like chess is just a very old-looking game, so I feel like I kind of assumed it was before checkers, because checkers, I feel like, is for the dumber people who can't understand chess.
Yeah, checkers more fun.
I just like the horse.
It's more fun.
The horse. It's not called the horse.
Best piece. Yes.
Isn't it the knight?
It's the knight.
But I still call it the horse.
I like the horsey. Yeah,
that's right.
He can do all the things.
Mm-hmm. See, Elena seems awesome, too. I'm a whiz at Jeopardy, which, Audrey, you're a big fan. Oh. And I can touch my tongue with my nose.
I can't do that.
Wait, you can touch your tongue with your nose?
Wait, hold on.
Doesn't seem like you can touch your nose with your tongue?
It's a very flexible nose.
Can you lick your elbow?
Yeah, can you lick your elbow? Huh?
Huh? Can you?
Yeah. I used to do it a lot better, but now I got a lot of tension in my neck, so it's really like making it to where I'm not as lubricated as it once was.
Wait,
but
what? Flexible.
Flexible.
Lubricated?
Yeah. Like, I'm like rusty.
Renee said, literally, I have
lubricate
mad.
Lubricate your muscles?
Do we got to like oil
yeah,
you up like
your
the
muscles?
Tin man?
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
You have
they only
lactic
do that
acid
on the internet, man.
I need the BCAAs.
Renee said, literally, I have mad yo-yo skills from back in the day. And then said, creepy. I don't think that's creepy. Like, if you could walk the dog and do that little thing where you, whatever.
The church and the steeple.
Yeah, the church and
whatever.
The steeple.
Yeah, the swings.
Yes,
oh, man.
That's so cool.
I can't even do the thing where they put it down and then it just stays there and it
that's
spins.
That's impressive.
So cool.
Yeah.
I
feel like you had to get like a trick yo-yo to
you
do
gotta.
That. Yeah.
Why is yo-yo TikTok not a thing? I feel like that should be. Put your skills out there, girl. You'll go viral. Or boy. Was this a girl or a boy? I can't remember.
Renee is a girl.
Renee.
Yeah. Jennifer said, I can write backwards in cursive.
No.
No way.
How?
That's a genius. That's got to be a genius then.
That is seems impossible.
I can't even think backwards in cursive.
Like, are the letters reversed or does she start at the end of the word and go in reverse?
Because that is
my mind
next level stuff.
Oh, I want to try.
Oh, that'd be scary to watch.
Phil said, I can chug a beer in 3 seconds and I can play a mean air guitar.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That guy. Hell yeah, Phil.
And all in all, I'm pretty useless.
They're a good time.
And Ryan said, I know everything about ancient Egypt's fourth dynasty and I could probably write a book on it. I also know more about Dan Marino than he probably knows about himself. Not creepy at all. None of this matters in real life and has gotten me absolutely nowhere.
Laces out.
Laces out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Some may call it a worthless skill. Maybe you are very proud of it. I can't believe that Kyle would classify this as a worthless skill. He said, I'm a master at Mario Kart on Nintendo SES. I can win with all the players, even slow-ass Bowser.
Bowser, when he gets going, is the fastest. Him and Donkey Kong are the two fastest racers.
Yeah, the problem is just off the jump, they're so slow.
Well, yeah, if you get hit by anything. Yeah. But if you are going to do, if you're looking for that Rainbow Road record,
yep,
Bowser
really
is the way to go.
Oh, wow.
Crystal, Crystal said, I can whistle a variety of tunes really well. Audio is quality gold.
Whistling has gotten harder as we've gotten older.
You think?
No, it hasn't.
I feel like it has. I feel like I don't have the mouth muscles that I used to.
Might want to work on that.
Yeah. Also, the art of whistling has died. Because you used to literally have to whistle just so there'd be like some music. And now it's a lot easier to access music.
You just turn on your phone and put it on speaker and everybody on the bus can hear.
Or being a parent, you would whistle to get your kids inside.
Yeah, now you just text them. Yeah. Like having a good dad whistle is lost.
I can't whistle for anything. I'm very bad at whistling.
Joey said, my brother Paul can clap with one hand. When he does it with each hand simultaneously, he sounds and looks like a lobster. And then he said, shall I share the video, Paul? To which Paul replied, you shall not. And then everyone on the internet tries to get him to do it. And the thread is up, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. Joey tried to share it, but for whatever reason, it got pulled down.
Ian's in there trying to do it right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, I'm going to break my hand, dude.
Which way do you do
it? My wrist hurts just watching that.
Yeah.
This sounds not right. This doesn't sound.
I mean, even if you like only had one hand, you could still clap so many other ways. Like just like against your chest or wherever.
How about this one? You guys have this? Libby said, I can remember every phone number I've ever had since I was a little girl.
I remember my original phone number and my current one. That's it.
I had one phone number. So, yeah. Embedded in my head.
Have you guys ever called your old phone number? Like your childhood phone number?
I have not, because I imagine it's probably your only disappointment waits on the other end of that line.
I went to go put in my like grocery store, because you know it's like a grocery store number is usually your phone number.
Yeah.
I went to go do that the other day, and I put my home phone number from when I was like 12.
And it didn't work?
Of course not.
You didn't get the discount?
So if you work at a, or if you live at a place where that's, you know, like your grocery store and you don't have a card and you don't want to sign up, whatever area code you're in, 867-5309, always, there's always an
somebody
account.
Somebody has done
there's
that.
There's always an account. So you can get the discounts without having to sign up for the stupid member card or members rewards program.
Taylor said, I can ride a unicycle really well and do standing backflips. Oh, and I weigh 145 pounds. Maybe I should join the circus.
Dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
You are a circus.
Dude, join the circus. Yeah. I mean, not right now because...
Is there actually still circuses out there?
No, I mean, like, you know, you got like Cirque du Soleil and other things like that that are traveling around the country and posted up in certain places. But circus chicks, super hot.
Oh, yeah.
If you're into circus dudes, also super hot.
Ben from Casey said, worthless for now, but when I finally get on Wheel of Fortune, I'm going to Rain Man all of those prizes.
I mean, the problem with Wheel of Fortune, you can know all the words and whatever, but if the spins aren't going your way, unless you create a life-size reenactment of the wheel.
It's got to be the exact same weight, too.
Yeah.
You really got to invest some time into that that strategy there.
I feel like have you ever seen the documentary about Pressure Luck?
No.
No.
About the guy who, he was an interesting character who could see patterns and figured out the pattern for Press Your Luck.
Oh,
really?
And so, it's on one of the streaming channels right now, but it is very, very interesting.
That is cool.
And he won a boatload of money, and they were like, he cheated. And it's like, nah, man, he figured out the pattern.
Zachary said, I can throw a frisbee into the wind 100 feet and it comes back to me. And he said, no, it's not a boomerang. That's cheating.
Whoa. I feel like boomerangs way more dangerous than made out to be.
It's true.
It's a big flying piece of wood that you are chucking as hard as you can, and it's going to come back at you.
Don't you come at me.
Nope.
This one texted over to us at 833-YO-DUMMY. I can break dance at the age of 30 years old without breaking any of my bones.
Oh, that sounds... Oh, pff,
what a
no
flex.
Way.
Just
I
wait.
I can't even squat without a hip cracking.
You're going to try to do that thing where you're holding your ankle. You're going to try to pull your other leg through it. You're going to fall on your face.
I don't like this person.
We went and took our little holiday pictures as a family. And in some of those pictures, like, they made me like squat down. And I'm like, hey, can we hurry up and take these pictures?
My knees.
Ow!
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who are people that you guys could trust? Like, whose house would you go to and be comfortable taking a fat ass? Like, I'm here at my brother's right now. I'm dropping some mad ass doozies. And holy this guy is not going to want to come in here for a few days. But I love is in his house. I mean, the AC is good in here. Wow, he even has some rubber duckies here.
Message deleted.
Okay, that's Ivan the Blind Mexican, and he was clearly calling from the bathroom, which we have a couple of hard and fast rules here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. No farting in the studio, and don't call us from the bathroom.
I mean, you can call from the bathroom.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I take, you know, if we have like a mid-afternoon phone call, most of the time, it's like right around lunchtime.
You're calling from the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm in there and it's just on mute. You know, like if you're like, you ask me something, there's a delay, and then it's
and then there's a big echo.
That
bathroom echo.
I leave the door open and I project outwards. I project outwards.
Smart. One of my worst fears is having to poop in somebody's house.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Hate it.
Anybody else's house besides mine?
Nope.
No. Nope. Nobody.
Don't like it.
Nope.
Doesn't really bother me.
Of course it doesn't. This is the chick who poops the door open.
Your poor husband.
Yeah.
I think Audrey's pooped at my house.
I think I have.
Oh, really? That's so gross to think about.
Why?
Why? Audrey, don't do that.
And I think your cat was there too.
Ah, that's even worse, dude.
All sweaty. Just staring right at me.
The cat was sweaty?
No,
it's his name.
His name is sweaty.
Oh, his name.
I was sweaty. He was sweaty. We're all sweaty.
Is this erotic or not? I'm not sure.
Hey, good morning, Dave and Mahoney Show. So there are a lot of good people walking around this world, but, you know, most of them are real jerks. What percentage of the world do you think is honest a-holes?
Message deleted.
Honest a-holes?
Are honestly a-holes or honest a-holes?
Like good? Because I think there's a lot of people who are jerks, but they're decent jerks. You know, there are jerks we've accepted. But if you're asking about, like, what percentage of the world do you think are a-holes, I'm going to go with, like, 97.5%
are a-holes?
Oh, yeah.
What's true. The old saying that if you run into an a-hole from time to time, then those people are probably a-holes, but if you run into an a-hole every day, you're the a-hole?
No, we're just drunk a lot. Yeah.
If we're talking about true, unadulterated a-holes, like, it's like, yes, I got
97. No, I would say like 3% of people are genuinely bad people.
You get done with an interaction just because they have a nice interaction, they're nice, whatever they're thinking upstairs, like, they're like, screw that person. And I think it's like 97% of us. There's like 3% that are really, truly good, honest, wonderful people. The rest of us are just kind of like doing the bare minimum to exist in a society.
I agree with them. I think there's a lot that people keep in that they refuse to, you know, communicate with, you know, on the outside. So, like, again, people are angry. People are a-holes. They have bad opinions.
But we don't want to fight people. Exactly. But it doesn't mean I'm not just because I'm not fighting you doesn't mean I'm an a-hole.
You think the vast majority of people are like that?
Yes.
I think the vast majority of people are good.
You still be good and still be an a-hole. They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah. No, when I think of somebody that is an a-hole, that is somebody that actively goes out of their way to make somebody else's day worse.
I mean, that's a monster.
Oh,
okay. I feel like
there's levels. Okay.
There are levels.
A-hole and then monster.
Yeah, Dante's.
So Mahoney, you consider yourself to be an a-hole, not a monster.
Yeah.
Got it.
I purposely don't go out of my way to make other people who have done nothing to me their day worse.
I think this guy's saying, like, if he is an honest a-hole, like being a blunt person.
Oh, no. So that gets crossed a lot of times, too.
I hate that.
The people who are like, I'm not an a-hole, I'm just honest. No, you're an a-hole. There's a lot of things that it's not like, I don't pull any punches. I just tell it like it is.
I feel like those are monsters.
No, you're a dick.
Yes.
You're just a dick.
And stop posting memes saying that, too. I'm so sick of it. Like an old picture of John Wayne is just like, I'm just honest.
What does it mean whenever everybody tells me that I'm just a blunt person? Does that mean I'm an a-hole?
Oh, if the things that you're saying by being blunt are a-hole-ish, then yeah.
Well, I'm not like, hey, your face is awful. Like,
well, first off,
go put on some makeup.
Why are you pointing at me when you say that and looking me dead in the eyes?
Because you don't have a beard. Aww. Can't hide behind
you, son
that's
of a
not
bitch.
What I
like
meant.
Ian and I over here with you know, our you handsome
know,
beards.
You know, I'm trying.
So I think there's a difference between being mean and being honest.
No, of course.
No, there is.
No, there's a difference between being okay, mean and honest, but there's a lot of people.
It depends
I would say
on
the
what
vast,
kind of conversation we're
the,
having.
The vast majority of people confuse the two.
Yes. Like and there's a way
they
that
think
you can
that
go about being
mean
honest.
Is being honest.
Mahoney's shaking his head. You don't agree?
I think that if I was honest about
it's
stuff,
all about intent.
I would be in jail.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
yeah.
I think 100%. It depends on the 100%. Conversation.
100%.
I'll take it a step further. You're dishonest about things, and you still belong in jail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, Mahoney. I consider you a fellow mobster movie buff, just like I am. Now, if you could choose any fictional or non-fictional mobster character to be whacked by in a movie, who would you choose?
Message deleted.
The greatest? I mean, it's not necessarily like the Italian mob, but I consider Heat to be a mobster movie.
Yes, it is.
So I would go with Val Kilmer and Heat.
You'd be whacked by Val Kilmer. And
oh, yeah.
Ian, do you have somebody
especially
that
if he
you
was
would...
shirtless,
oh, yeah,
oiled
dude.
Up and playing volleyball. Yeah. Hell yeah, you could whack
that's,
me.
That's,
that's right, Val.
That's not, that's Top Gun.
No, I know, but I mean, I was just you're combining just, the two.
How you want?
I mean, I still imagine it was under there.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Just, but he had and a bulletproof vest on,
and he's just very lubed
shirtless
up.
Under
yeah.
Just a vest, and yeah,
like whack me, Val, whack me.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
There are certain parts of the world that really have it figured out. You know, we've talked about how in Europe they just take these 2 or 3 hour lunches and they drink and it's totally socially acceptable.
Some countries have 4 day work weeks. Yeah, they've got it figured out.
Japan,
Dave.
A lot of the companies over there have been testing out the 4 day work week in 30 hours. Maybe it's not Japan.
No, it's
where,
not
what,
Japan.
Where was it then?
No, it was
somewhere
Europe.
Else. Was it Europe?
It was Europe.
Okay.
Japan, on the other hand, they're testing out an 8 day work week.
No, I thought it was like Intel or something in Japan. But anyway, long story short, I don't know if this is having things figured out or not, or if this is something we should try to avoid here in the United States. But a French school has asked parents to stop throwing their children over the fence when they're running late for school.
What? Who does that?
Do they have like a foam pit on the other side of that fence?
Right.
No.
What's going on
no, that's
here?
That's the problem. So it's a primary school, and they've had to ask parents to stop chucking their kids over a 5-foot-high fence to get them to school. The school head teacher said they're tired of dealing with irresponsible parents who arrive late and just chuck their kids over the fence to get into school. Parents who arrived after the bell were literally throwing their children, one school employee said. Please stop.
I mean, a 5-foot fence isn't that
it's
far.
Not that
it's
bad.
Fine.
Yeah. You're fine.
That's more like you're
teaching
just
a life lesson.
Yeah.
Dropping them over the fence
yeah.
than throwing them. I don't feel like they're shot putting their second grader.
Yeah, if they were throwing them into the lake and having them swim there, that's a different story. But this is just a 5-foot fence.
So I've seen your daughters have done like swim lessons before.
Yeah.
Has your wife taken your son yet and like just like done the baby thing where they just like throw the baby
throw
in
him
the
in
pool?
There. Yeah.
But then they float.
They do.
Who knew babies?
That's really scary.
Float.
And then babies are so confused when they're in the
Mahoney's brain cracked at the thought. Oh gosh.
The baby is floating while playing a flute.
Oh, Ron Burgundy, man.
Look out.
That's how he was born.
So heads up, just want to thank all the anti-vaxxers out there. Measles are back.
Cool. I thought we had that beat 40 years ago.
So they say that measles back with a vengeance. It killed 200,000 people in 2019.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Cool.
Yeah. And now, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic is likely to make the situation even worse. In 2016, cases globally reached a record low, leading to hopes that it could be eradicated in the near future. But since those days of optimism, there's been a sharp turn for the worse, especially in Europe. Many cases of measles go unreported, so the true number is higher, somewhere around 9 million total, according to the report.
I mean, the fact that, like, whooping cough, smallpox, the measles have all found a way back into, like, the world when we had them literally eradicated for
because
the most part.
You're in a dumb Facebook group that
we're
tells you.
We're this close to completely eradicating measles.
Because you believe Jenny McCarthy and your dumb friends on Facebook, you should be ashamed of yourself.
It's just sad. So a collection of vintage Star Wars toys found in bins in a garage fetched more than $330,000 at auction.
So wait, they threw them away?
Yep, they were dumped into a garage and nobody even thought about them. The toys were left to an elderly couple, and they were in their neighbor's will. The couple were unaware of the items, and they had any value, which sold in total for $539,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one of these, and they had, like, an original Jawa.
Like the vinyl cape?
Yeah, which, yep. I will say, Jawa's having a resurgence with The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. Do you know how much that that fetched on its own?
How much?
$29,000.
Just that one.
Just for that one thing.
Can you imagine paying $30,000 for a toy and never being able to take it out of the package?
Yeah, but you could look at it.
And also, if you pay $30,000 for a toy, you're never actually taking out your package.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
So there's been a lot of talk about this reporter because I'm sure that basically everyone that works for live television in 2020 feels this way. Somebody walked up behind him while he was doing a live shot. And to be clear here, he told the guy to buzz off or to bug off. And not to F off, which is what everyone thought that he said, which made it even more awesome. But basically, this dude, he's doing a live report. It's in New Jersey. Some guy walks up behind him while he's doing his live shot. He's like, is this real news or is this fake news? And he just turns around and he goes, bug off.
He said F off in my heart.
In my heart, I'm going to stick with F off too.
Yes.
It's so much more
his
fun.
Name is Alex Zidane. Yeah, he works for News 12, New Jersey.
There you go.
And he was so the
he totally
hero
said
we
F
all
off.
Didn't know we needed a week or two ago. Also, one of the things that nobody is talking about, the underrated part of that, the buzz off or the, you know, the we all heard is F off when we read it that way. But calling somebody a pal, that's a power move,
you know, calling somebody pal or buddy.
Oh, I hate buddy.
Don't call me buddy.
Don't call me buddy.
Don't ever call me buddy.
Buddy, guy.
Unless you're my father, don't call me buddy.
Somebody who used to work at the station used to call me buddy all the time. I hated it. I wanted to beat him up every time.
Oh, that guy you got fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the equivalent?
That's why I got fired.
Yeah.
Of women calling other women sweetie or honey?
Yes. Yep. It's derogatory. If somebody's like, here you go, pal.
Oh, pal or buddy?
Demeaning, yeah.
So that's when I turn it back around. I come at him with a boss or a chief.
Elevate them a little bit.
But.
One time when I was driving through Oklahoma City, we stopped at a restaurant. I think it was an Olive Garden. But either way, very cheery server. But he kept calling everyone pal and buddy and sport. And so I returned the favor with, thank you, governor.
I am guilty of the brother. I'm the Hulk Hogan.
Fine.
But it's brother with an A.
Brother.
Brother.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I mean, like that means that we're like equals,
that's,
right?
That's a term of endearment.
Yeah, you're my dude. Yes.
Yeah, like,
Appreciate you. We cool. Oh, boss. Yeah, when somebody's like, here you go, boss. You're like, thank you, employee.
I think that
just feels a little cool. Like they're just like cool.
What about chief? Yeah. I feel like chief's an underrated one.
Chief?
Chief
is cool. But I feel like it's just, that's for that special person.
No, it's not cool. I feel like chief's an insult.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I'm throwing a chief out, like, that's a...
Okay, chief.
All right, chief.
I mean, the tone and the inflection certainly play a part of that.
What about colonel? What about colonel? How about colonel? Is that too much?
I like colonel.
That's sexy.
Colonel sounds distinguished.
Come over here, colonel.
And fried.
So this, speaking of restaurants, fast food restaurants specifically, this is one of our fast food freakouts from this week. And this is a woman... having a hard time in a McDonald's.
How about that? Yes. Bitch, it was $6.99. I want all my shit. Give me your money back on my car. Excuse me, sir. Back up off me. Back up, bitch. Back up. Give me my change, bitch. Give me my mother change. Not playing with your ass. You want to see how smart I am?
She don't play.
I'm not.
Oh, boy.
She is not playing.
She is not playing.
Somebody should have said, all right, pal, here's your money back.
And finally, in The Internet is Awesome, we have Kenneth Copeland. If you're not familiar with old Kenny Copeland, he is a televangelist. And he was talking about the election and how, you know, it's President-elect Joe Biden. He doesn't agree with, you know, them calling these states. But he had a really weird way of delivering it.
So weird.
Where he did this fake laugh for about 40 seconds. And it got really creepy really quick.
We need to put a disclaimer in front of this. You know how they put disclaimers in front of things that are that may scar you and that you are that may cause some
don't drink this bottle of Boone's Farm if you're 8 months pregnant sort of thing.
Yeah,
you probably shouldn't be listening to this if you're
this will explode.
A normal person.
This will haunt your dreams for the rest of your life.
But again, this is real. This is actually what he did.
And not like chopped and screwed to where it seems like it's going on longer than what it actually
edited.
Is. This is exactly
this is
how it is.
Legit.
The media said Joe Biden's president. Ha, 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 ha,
Neat.
I forgot about the woo.
And that guy's the one who has a connection to that's closer than
direct
yours.
Direct line to God. Yeah.
You just have to phone to Jesus.
You just have to give him money, and then he'll call Jesus on your behalf. Right. But of course, to round us out, and the internet is awesome, the internet remains undefeated with this gem.
Oh, God, I'm so sick.
Well, it's about time.
So today is Friday the 13th, and you're like, well, that can't be a good sign. And then you think about, okay, well, it's 2020, and 2020 has obviously been a heck of a year for most people. Have there been any other Friday the 13th? And the answer is yes. There was one other Friday the 13th. Do you know when that was?
Earlier this year.
It was earlier this year.
Was it February?
Friday, March 13th, which was the day that the S hit the fan.
And we were all told there's a pandemic about.
Yep, that's when the lockdown started for a lot of people.
It's on the calendar in here.
Is it really?
Yep, yeah. First Corona show at home that Monday. Wow.
Wow. So
it feels like 10 years ago.
Yeah, something to look forward to. Maybe today's going to be really good in response to that really bad Friday the 13th, or not.
We'll see.
Is this a double down? Is that what's going on here?
Could be. Yeah. Let it ride.
Against a face card.
Yeah.
Is that what we're playing with right now? And of course they've got a 20. Of course they've got a 20.
Always a 20.
Always.
So Costco has updated their mask policy as COVID is going nuts across the country. So starting on Monday, the 16th, they're saying basically, you show up to the store, you're absolutely going to be required to wear a face mask. And the people that are like, well, I have a medical exemption, I don't need to wear a face mask. That doesn't exist. But for people that are sticking with that, fine. But you have to wear a face shield is what Costco is saying.
So sure, perfect. Fine.
You ain't rolling in without something covering your nasty ass mouth.
Costco doing it right, like they always do.
I mean, honestly, the shields probably are better anyways because it's also covering your eyeballs.
Nah.
Well, I see people doing a mixture of both, and it can get through your eyeballs.
If you do both, then that's the most effective.
I like the Bruce Arians from the Tampa Bay Bucks, who has like three pairs of glasses on. So he's got his regular glasses, and then he's got his face shield that has like a built-in pair of glasses to hold on his face, and then he's got his like bifocals that are down below, so that way he can read the play sheet like. A face shield and three pairs of glasses. Like, look out. This guy's prepared. Yeah. So The Weeknd is doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Love this.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, he's fine, but is The Weeknd, I mean, maybe I'm just not hip to The Weeknd. Is he that big of a star?
Yes. Yeah. He's one of the biggest pop artists on the planet.
He's a star boy, Dave. Come on, man.
Name five songs from The Weeknd.
Starboy.
Okay, one.
Bright Lights or whatever his new song that like went number one. I don't know. I'm not in the top 40 world anymore, but I do know that he is huge.
That's what I'm saying. It's like everyone goes, he's huge. And I go, yeah, but
that's
why?
Not in our, but it's just not in our hemisphere. Like, here's what they do. It's like, we don't need to we don't need another Metallica or AC/DC halftime show, because guess what? Everybody who's already into those bands probably watching. So the reason they bring in the Beyoncés or they bring in Katy Perry, it's because they want to bring in a different audience.
Yes, that jam, I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With
Actually,
You.
Actually, that is a really good song.
That is a great song.
It's a good song. It's a jam. That's what
Star
I said.
Starboy?
Yeah, Starboy, uh-huh.
I'm a Starboy.
No, what they need to do is continue to do what they did last year, where they bring in Jennifer Lopez and Shakira and watch all of the super conservative house moms from Nebraska melt down because Shakira shook her butt.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who that. You put up on stage. Yeah. Someone's going to complain. Someone's going to Karen. No one's ever good enough, because you can't appease the men and the women up on stage. Whenever you put a woman up there, you get the girls who are angry that their husbands are watching Shakira shake their booty up on stage.
Like, it wasn't appropriate for my husband or my kids.
And then you get Maroon 5, who's also one of the top people, like stars ever.
Oh, that was the worst.
And everyone hated it, too. You can't appeal to anybody.
Yeah. Maroon 5. Even Billie Eilish would be better than Maroon 5, in my opinion.
You know who was great? Lady Gaga. Oh,
she really was. Yeah. I thought Beyonce did great, too.
Every year.
Lady Gaga's great. And Bruno Mars is awesome every year, too.
You're right.
I love Bruno.
Real Hades in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave and Mahoney, said Weird Al should do the halftime show.
Weird Al. As everyone else.
Co-signed.
Yes, Weird Al does a Lady Gaga song and a Bruno Mars song and a J-Lo dance. Perfect. Mwah.
And a Janet... Boob slip.
Yeah, so an update for you. We were talking about how Hungary sucks on yesterday's show because they won't allow couples that are of the same sex to adopt kids because they live in a century ago. But they have updated the world on what they're going to be doing when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic, and they are putting their trust in the vaccine that was developed in Russia.
Oh, super. Okay.
The Russia Direct Investment Fund, which financed the vaccine's development, said it has proven in clinical trials to be more than 90% effective. Some Western scientists are a bit skeptical, saying the sample size has been too small. The U.S. FDA said they wouldn't have accepted a report on 20 cases like this one. Yeah. So in order to get to that, to the point where you have the phase 3 trials, like, for example, everyone's been talking about the Pfizer vaccine, you have to have a sample size of north of 40,000 participants, 44,000 in the case of Pfizer. Russia is making the same claim about their vaccine with 20 people.
And one of them being Putin's daughter, yeah, allegedly. So, yeah. Why?
Why haven't we seen your ugly-ass daughter recently, Vlad?
How many months ago was that, Dave?
Was like 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Yeah. Why hasn't it been wiped out around the world? Just curious about that. Okay.
Didn't they, right after they came out with their vaccine, also immediately put everything on lockdown?
Yeah. Yes. Well, and there's talks that Vladimir Putin actually had COVID-19 himself, and he could have Parkinson's as a result of it.
Wow.
And that's why there was talk about him potentially maybe even resigning as the head of the Russian state in January. Who knows if any of that stuff is true.
Oh.
But, don't trust Russia for anything. And finally, Fauci says no need for a national lockdown. So, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but, you know, Anthony Fauci has been somebody, you know, with all this coronavirus stuff going on, that's been very cautious when it comes to even offering any sort of hope, like most doctors are. Like, if you're sick and a doctor tells you, you're fine, that doesn't really do you a lot of good. Like, sometimes they have to deal you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it. Fauci has been very careful about what he has said throughout all of this, and I get some people don't like him. But he's come out and said...
Some people don't like science either, Dave.
Well, that is... They tend to go hand in hand, Mahoney. As it turns out, Fauci, though, is saying there's no need for a new national lockdown because of what's happening with the COVID-19 vaccine, which he is very optimistic about, which is something we have not heard from him up to this point. So fingers crossed that he is right. Of course, that means that people still need to be vigilant while we're waiting on this vaccine, because
it's not going to be like tomorrow that it pops up.
There was 160,000 new reported cases yesterday.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. California just hit 1 million. Texas has been at 1 million.
North Dakota just said that nurses that are COVID-19 positive are going to be allowed to stay on and work at hospitals there because they are so overwhelmed they don't have other nurses to replace them with.
And this is where we get to the point where people start dying again in mass. We're losing close to 2,000 people a day right now, and it is... It's crazy. It's not a. It shouldn't be a political position that we're sitting here taking and debating.
It's not.
Let's think about that for a second, because if you are saying that as a nurse you can go ahead and work on a COVID floor because you already have COVID, that makes me feel that it's not the nurses who are, you know, I feel decently okay, let me just go ahead and work while I've got COVID. That sounds like they have nobody else on the bench.
That's exactly what it is.
This is what we ran into.
So it's almost forced labor.
Yeah, well, the nurses, I mean, they have to be asymptomatic. They can't be, like, walking, like being wheeled around in beds.
I was
going to
say, they are so sick themselves.
But that's exactly what it is. They don't have other people to tag in for them because everyone is sick.
Oof.
And there's no more nurses to bring in, and that's where it's gotten in North Dakota. So, you know, hope you enjoyed Sturgis.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So it's our favorite time of the week, especially for Audrey, because she actually gets very embarrassed by this. It is an all-new blooper reel, and you know, this is just us being real with ourselves. There's a lot of radio shows that when they make a mistake or a gaffe or whatever it may be, they pretend like it didn't happen and they just move on. Us, we like to highlight it, and then towards the end of the blooper reel every week, Ian will actually put it to a fire beat. Always look forward to that. So without further ado, Ian, quick question for you.
You know how all of you are the stars.
Yeah. When bad things happen or people do something stupid, they always say, doesn't matter, got laid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like our version of this, doesn't matter, got paid still.
Doesn't matter, still didn't get laid. Here we go.
It's the... it's the blooper reel.
Andy said, I'm a huge fan of symphony music ever since I saw Yo-Yo Mama play a concert on TBS.
It's Yo-Yo Ma.
Andy said I'm a huge fan of symphony music ever since I saw Yo-Yo Mama.
Like she's just trying to troll everybody by saying, what do you bring to the pool? And it's a dog.
Well, you bring a dog.
Bring a dong with you?
A dog. Bring a dog.
Bring a dong with you? A dog.
Pre-shelled pistachios,
no.
Which I have turned the corner on, which I used to hate. I thought people who ate pre-shelled pistachios were monsters, and then I saw Dave. I thought people who ate pre-shelled pistachios were monsters, and then I saw the light, fun. Dave.
Beef jerky's the ultimate.
Man, I
beer
tell you.
Beer. Beer is good, yes, but deer jerky as well. Beer. Beer is good, yes, but deer jerky as well.
I can't brush my teeth with a regular toothbrush anymore. I can't brush my teeth with a regular toothbrush.
Yeah. Right, yeah,
and that's great. Yeah, like chicken and waffles.
Or just like
phenomenal
a little,
conversation. Yeah. Like even chicken and waffles.
Or just like
phenomenal
a little,
conversation. Like even
conversation. Ever since I saw Yo-Yo Mama,
it's a dog.
Andy said I'm a huge fan of symphony music.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So this story strikes me as odd. It says a nuclear war could take a big bite out of the world's seafood.
If you start a nuclear war and I can't get my crab legs.
That's exactly. You put the story in here, didn't you?
Here.
You're like, don't
you did.
He thinks he's going to survive the nuclear holocaust and he's going to be pissed because all the crab legs are going to be gone.
It's not going to be gone. They're going to be tainted. We're going to get radiation and all that. So just as if we need another reason to not engage in nuclear war, or global thermal nuclear war, as they called it in War Games. I want to be able to eat seafood.
I mean, there's plenty of people out there that do things that they know they are bad for them, right? You know, if you choose to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, you know it's bad for you, but you enjoy it, so you
but
do
it's
it.
It's not going
right?
to radiate me. That's the difference.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. Would you continue to eat crab legs if you knew that they were only a little radioactive?
If they were as bad for me as alcohol was, I would still eat them all day, every day.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just don't know how I would feel about it until I tried it, and that's kind of where I would...
You just
start
give it a go.
The line. Yeah, I'll just see what happens. You know, you try anything once, you know.
You put enough butter on it. All right.
Yeah.
That melted. There's nothing better than dipping a crab leg into that melted butter, especially when they got the little candle under it and it's very warm.
Garlicky.
Battle Puffy knows our weakness. He said, "You telling me you still wouldn't eat radiated crabs? You lying."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So this is a pretty terrifying video. The Carolinas have obviously been getting pounded along with Georgia and the Eastern Seaboard, thanks to Etta, but a pretty wild video broke on social media over the past couple of days. The flooding rains were going through in the Western Carolinas, and there was a moment that a reporter was standing on a bridge doing a live report, and all of a sudden a huge chunk of this bridge just drops out. Now keep in mind,
from her,
I mean like a couple of feet from her,
yeah.
And keep in mind that the water beneath this bridge is raging. So if whatever went in,
so glad she's okay.
You're toast.
Yeah, if she would have fallen in, or anybody would have fallen in, they go.
And they would have had that on camera.
Here's just a couple of seconds of what happened.
This is incredibly scary. Okay, we're backing up.
Okay, we're backing up. Yeah. What's amazing
is
that they stood there and continued to talk about it a little bit. I'm like, no. Like if that
get
happens,
off the bridge.
Get off the bridge entirely. It was insane. Just a chunk of the.
Watch the tar fell out. There's
a
subreddit called Catastrophic Failure, which will make you hate everything in the world because you'll see how, when it fails catastrophically, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of bridges getting washed away. So if you are ever near a bridge where a river or something is flooding and it is at the peak, get the hell away from it because when you see a bridge go, that is nothing's coming back from that.
I don't know why maybe it's just growing up in Minnesota, but the whole, Viking culture is so appealing to me. Like Viking TV shows, the show Vikings, great show. Like I love that, that part of of history in the world and everything else, even though the Vikings were categorically fairly awful people.
So do you watch Vikings because it's like much like I watch, you know, like Million Dollar Listing or because these are things I can never have. So you're watching the Vikings because they have those big, beautiful Viking beards. And you're
son of a bitch.
I could never have one of those.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, that's the thing, man. If I lived back in those times, oh, I'd be a farm boy for sure. There's no way it'd be anywhere near royalty or a badass warrior or anything like that.
Yeah, you'd be a wench.
Getting nuts and berries for everyone.
Look at this hairless little wench carrying an axe. Aren't you cute, Susan?
Why are we feeding him when we have an ox?
But this is pretty cool. So archaeologists in Norway identified a previously undiscovered high-status Viking burial site featuring a buried Viking ship.
They buried a whole ship?
So there's a feast hall, a cult house, and remnants of the ship burial. The boat symbolizes safe passage into the afterlife, and it was normally for somebody that was elite in the Viking society where you'd, you know, bury a whole ship.
That was a Ragnar's boat.
Yeah, after initial tests. Oh, Ragnar.
I thought we were supposed to burn the ships.
Well,
or is that just when we get there, then we burn the ships so we can't go back?
Yeah. Once you actually take the land.
I just remember... Sean Connery in First Night with Richard Gere.
Burn the boats.
Where he, when he passes, they fire the arrow out. And then
that's what you do. That's what you do for the person, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when somebody dies, you float them out into the water, and then the Vikings burial is you shoot the flaming arrows.
Like,
you're like, I missed again.
Yeah.
Try a couple more times.
How many shots do you get?
You're like, I am drunk. I had one too many goblets.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
If we're going to jump into the Redneck Report, let's start things off strong, shall we?
Head first into the quarry, Dave.
An adult dancer by the name of Strawberry got into a fight with a bunch of other strippers at the Body Talk Sports Bar, according to the affidavit. The 29-year-old dancer, whose name is Strawberry, lost it at about 2:30 a.m. on November 6th, started fighting other dancers, and then grabbed a broom.
Oh, yeah. Did she sweep the leg?
Strawberry was being held down by security officers and was quoted as saying, "They're trying to kill me." Security officer reported that Strawberry lost her purse, and when it was turned in, it had just a few dollars in it. Strawberry went to the dressing room, began fighting with all of the other dancers, accusing them of stealing her money. Strawberry reportedly...
I just imagine like Royal Rumble style, like running down.
Yeah. Oh, she's got a broom!
I'm also having an idea, so if I were to pursue a life of exotic dancing, male exotic dancing that is, I think my stage name might actually be Strawberry as well, but it would be a... I would play a country bumpkin with a straw in my mouth, and my name would be Barry.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Older the berry, sweet as the juice.
I would slowly take off those overalls and show...
Not much.
They would escort me out of there quickly.
A drunk woman stripped off her pants on a flight to Texas and took a swing at a flight attendant. Had to be diverted to Alabama, according to reports and witnesses. Sierra Nicole McClinton, 25, was drunk and threw up on herself aboard the Houston-bound flight from Jacksonville.
Sierra Nicole did that.
And, of course, it was a flight from Jacksonville to Houston, and she barfs on herself, prompting her to take off her pants.
It's only a two-hour flight.
It's not that far, right?
Not only that, but they're not even serving booze in the airports anymore, so she had to, like, pregame this flight.
True, yeah. On airplanes, there's no booze, all that stuff, because of what's going on with COVID. Got into an altercation with another female passenger. A flight attendant intervened to try to calm things down. That's when she took a swing at her. They forced the plane to land early in Mobile, Alabama. She got off in nothing but a t-shirt and underwear. And somehow, I haven't seen a picture of this young lady. I'm guessing that even at 25 years old, she's not the sort of gal that you want to see in just underwear.
You would be wrong.
Oh, really? Was she hot?
I would say, you know, if I've had a couple of in-flight cocktails, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Really? Okay, that's good to hear. So we had the attractive lady going to town on herself, well, attractive for what she was doing, outside of a Popeyes by the dumpster, and now we have a fairly attractive girl barfing on herself. Yeah.
They are. It's great.
But if you cause a layover in Alabama, I hate you forever.
Yes. Yeah,
if you force me to go to Mobile, Alabama when I don't want to go to Mobile, Alabama, which I don't. That's grounds for a whooping.
Can you imagine waking half butt naked up in an airport in Mobile, Alabama and having no idea what you just did?
Yeah, you wake up in a J in the drunk tank in Mobile, Alabama. You're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be in Houston, right?
And where are my clothes?
So Brian Duffy, 40 years old, he was arrested in late July after he slapped a Slurpee out of the hand of a female worker at a 7-Eleven in Florida. The frozen drink flew onto the victim's person at about 9:20 a.m. I don't know exactly the full backstory here. There was some sort of argument, and when questioned by the cops, he denied swatting the Slurpee out of the victim's grasp, but he did admit that there was an incident and that he had been charged too much for a drink. But slapping a Slurpee out of someone's hand is a move.
It's hilarious.
That is funny.
It all of a sudden goes from red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, just to purple.
Do you guys slap up or do you slap down the Slurpee? I would definitely slap it up.
You gotta slap down.
Really?
No, oh. I would go up so it goes flying.
If you go with the, if you're going to slap a Slurpee, it has to be a bitch slap, backhand, across. Has to be across.
That's so much effort. I feel like I would. I feel like I would go down because that's just like how
the
my body would
go. And then it explodes at their feet. Like, that's the move. But
ruin their shoes.
I never even thought about going up. I mean, that's like George St. Pierre entering the cage. Just a
exactly.
Only it's Slurpee. That is a power
let
move.
Let it rain down on them.
That's right. And this guy is in trouble. His name is Bobby Baldwin Jr. He is a police chief, and he is accused of pulling people over and then asking them to perform sex acts on him, which
can't do that,
you know, is
Mr.
against the rules.
Bobby Baldwin Jr.
Which is
I'm sure Bobby Baldwin Sr. is proud of you,
Bobby.
Bobby, what are you doing?
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby. The former chief is accused of having female victims perform the acts on him in order to get out of tickets and other legal issues on at least two occasions. His plot was to lure them during traffic stops. He told the victims that she ran an intersection but had to follow him to an out-of-the-way underpass to discuss her violation.
Oh, God, what a creep. So, hey, the good news, Mr. Bobby Baldwin Jr., when you are in prison and they are forcing you to try to do that to get out of a situation, there's no getting away.
Yeah.
So, karma. It's a bitch, and it's coming for you.
There's no lubrication in jail.
He'll be looking at himself in that fingerprinted prison mirror going, damn it, Bobby.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys legitimately need to start an OnlyFans or something like that. You know it doesn't have to be porn-based anymore, so you guys can just keep your b-holes to yourselves, thankfully.
Message deleted.
No, I think that we should do OnlyFans and have all of our b-holes on there and have everyone guess whose b-holes who.
Interesting.
Also,
mine's the bleached one.
I subscribe.
I'm the distinguishable one, so everyone will know mine.
Ian's everyone's like, Ian, did you get your b-hole pierced? What is wrong with
it's
you?
It's tattooed.
Why is
Ian's
vertical?
Property.
It says self. Boo.
Yeah. So, I mean,
just to be in an O.
The whole thing with is the O the last O or the middle O? It's got to be the middle
O.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One cheek's a B, the other one's the O. Uh-huh. So with OnlyFans, if you aren't familiar, there is an expectation for nudity. And we, as a show, were duped by Chum Lee from Pawn Stars.
Mm-hmm.
He launched an OnlyFans. I paid $6.99 for a month.
He says we because he took it out of the show account, and so yeah,
he made a Dave Mahoney
a decision for the show.
OnlyFans?
No, he made a decision to subscribe to Chum Lee's OnlyFans
and
as the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
The only thing on there was a dog with a pair of sunglasses, which I appreciate, but that's not worthy of $6.99. I needed to see some nudity.
I would legit be mad if I subscribed to somebody's OnlyFans because you're right. The expectation is you're going to see nudity, but now every chick in the world is on there and they don't show anything. It's all just a hustle to scam you out of your money.
I've never gone on to OnlyFans. So
the whole thing, because it was being explained to me,
it's free
to me
on
yesterday.
The internet, so why pay?
Yeah, I mean, it was explained to me yesterday is that the whole thing is like you're going to see all this stuff and they get close to the edge, but then they never actually show it to you.
I mean, that's just certain ones. Those are the ones who string you on for months and make a decent amount of money, but there's plenty of people on there who are,
fully nude.
Spelling boo.
Oh.
I got duped out of one.
Who?
You did?
Yeah.
Was it the...
Her name was Danielle. And yeah, nothing. But nothing. And then I couldn't cancel my account.
How long did you subscribe for?
I think like 3 months.
Three months?
3 or 4 months.
18? How you spent
$18. No, it was like $12. But still.
$12 a month?
Yeah.
That's like Netflix.
I know.
What are you doing, man?
I wanted to see something.
Even if you see something, it's not worth it.
But then she just went away. She just went away, and I couldn't cancel my account. So do you know how embarrassing it is to call the customer service line at OnlyFans and try to cancel an account?
I'm so confused by the concept of it. Is it enticing because it feels like exclusive to you personally?
You're just supposed to be able to like chat with them and
Ian,
stuff.
Oh,
and,
okay. Ian and I have always had a firm belief that we support content creators.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Always. That's what we do.
I know.
Content.
We are patrons.
I need 4 minutes of whatever videos on the homepage of Pornhub and I'm out.
It's usually the top click. Yeah.
Dave, Ian and I are patrons of the arts.
Oh, yes, okay.
Oh, is she a bratty sis? And is she?
Sometimes we are, depending on the fetish, sometimes we are patrons of the farts.
Oh, boy.
The farts?
Boo.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, do you ever get jealous of Mahoney that he gets to sit around, be lazy, and play video games all night? And Mahoney, do you get jealous that Dave has the family life and anything like that?
Message deleted. Oh,
that's a great question.
So, yeah, I mean, the thing that was probably the most accurate as far as advice that's unsolicited when you're about to become a parent, because when you're about to become a parent, everyone tells you everything about parenting, even though most of it's garbage. Probably the most accurate piece of advice, though, is that when it comes to raising kids, the significant amount of time, like everyone goes, oh, my gosh, I can't believe my kid's already blank years old. You know, this is amazing mm-hmm. that it's gone by this fast. But it's that the months and the years are short, but the days are just really long. And so there are certainly times where I go, man, I can't even imagine what it would be like to go back in time to like a Mahoney lifestyle where he literally can just go, oh, the new Call of Duty came out, so I'm just going to spend 12 hours today playing it. I legit don't have an extra hour to play a video game in a day, but that's okay. Like, I've chosen this. I love my life. At times, I am jealous of Mahoney, but bouncing it back to you, Mahoney, are you ever jealous that you don't have that family life?
No. Never.
Never. Okay.
Well, all right then, friends, it's Friday.
Woo! All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
The original, often imitated, never duplicated.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
Beer for breakfast.
Friday morning, a beer with some friends. There's nothing better.
We have made it through another week, and I feel like we all deserve a beer. So let's crack open our beers that we are going to be drinking today.
Oh, God, you're spilling it all over the studio. Oh, come on, man.
It did the same thing Ian's did.
It did, except
for
mine's
doing it too.
No, except for that's what mine did.
Yes, except for you're near the...
Gotta chug it, gotta chug it, gotta chug it.
Super expensive soundboard.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Are we okay, guys?
Oh, boy. We're fine.
Do I need to get in there? Okay.
Right.
Ian, do you have any more napkins in there?
No,
you
because
use
I used all
yours.
Of mine. Go get
use
some.
Your Tommy Bahama shirt.
This is a fine
take
silk.
Take it off. My take friend. It off.
So the beer that we are drinking today and spilling all over ourselves is the Mighty Cascade Brute IPA from the Kenny Bunk Pork Co. Brewing Company out of Maine.
You got it.
you can find these at Trader Joe's. I don't know if this was a Trader Joe's exclusive, but it was available all across the country at Trader Joe's. So check your local Trader Joe's if you want to drink along with us at a later point. This will
should
be found
we spill
on
any more? Audrey's tracksuit that she is wearing today looks super absorbent. So we could use you as a quicker
no.
picker upper.
No,
seriously,
no, no,
do you guys
no.
need napkins? Should I go run?
No,
go?
No.
Are we okay?
It's
okay.
Fine. It's fine. It's fine.
A little bit later. So let's get into it. But it's been a good week, friends. And I'm excited to be drinking a beer with you today. You know, it's yes. been, you know, I feel like this has been an okay week personally for me.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, there was no, the you know, election stress or anything like that, or at least maybe not as much as the previous week or uh-huh. so. So it's nice to just be enjoying a cold beer with friends on a Friday. With no expectation of how the weekend or the following week is to be. I just hope it is good.
So the beer that we are drinking today, Dave, has 5.4% alcohol by volume, being served from a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans. That's pint cans for those of you who are...
You're a huge blackout already?
So what happens, this happens every week, is that when Mahoney doesn't even drink beer, when he just sees it, his brain starts to
that's
short
osmosis.
Start, yeah, it starts to short circuit a little bit, and he just freaks out a little bit. It's all right. It's okay.
Well,
it's
I mean, good. I was yeah. just saying, it's 16 ounces is a pint.
Yeah.
It's a pint. It's a 4-pack. Paid $8.99 for it, so it's a very reasonably priced mm-hmm. uh-huh. Brute IPA. And let's all just take a drink. Let's start off with the Mighty Cascade Brute mm-hmm. IPA and take a big old drink. And cheers, my friends.
Cheers.
Hmm.
Oh.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
So the five categories wow. in which we rate every single ooh. Beer here on
I'm
Beer for
fan.
Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel and drinkability. So the very first category is the look, and the look of this is a very strong golden yellow with a lot of carbonation that Dave and I both and Ian all spilled all over the studio.
I did not, because I am careful.
A little hazy in there, but it's not like a hazy IPA. It's just a like maybe a darker yellow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not hazy.
Like there's floaties.
Yeah, you can't see through it like a hazy, like you would not be able to, but there's floaties in there, and it doesn't actually look hazy. It looks cloudy.
With a chance of meatballs.
Yeah.
It actually looks very...
It looks
appealing. I can't see through it. No.
Can you see clearly now, though?
The rain is gone.
You know he died.
What?
I can see all the obstacles in my way.
It's so dark.
I feel like we should drink and...
Pour a little out for
drink to him, R.I.P.
The next category in beer for breakfast as we continue to drink the Mighty Cascade Brute IPA is the smell. A lot of citrus in there. So it's
much.
Actually not a it's not overwhelming. The alcohol is next to nothing, no presence, but the citrus in there, you can smell that Cascade hop in there. And but
what's interesting is that the smell of the citrus is more present than the taste of the citrus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, traditionally, I've only had one other Brute IPA. Traditionally, I'm a hazy West Coast guy. That's what I stick to. The one Brute I had had prior to this, I was not really a fan of. But as we get into the taste, Dave, you are a big IPA fan. Tell me what your initial thoughts are, because we heard Audrey liked it. Do you or do you not like the Mighty Cascade Brute IPA? Are you a fan of this style?
No.
No?
Not really. Okay. No, it's fine. I mean, I don't dislike it. I'll certainly drink the entire thing.
Uh-huh.
But it has sort of a strange aftertaste for an IPA.
It's dry.
Yeah, it's...
It's not piney. It's dry.
You think it's dry?
Yeah. It's much drier than a traditional... Because with the regular hops, it almost makes your mouth salivate, right?
Yeah.
At least for me. And for this, it doesn't. Like, it's just dry.
Get another sip just to make sure.
Ian, you are the kind of impartial juror here. What are your thoughts on the Mighty Cascade?
I love the scent of it, Mahoney. The citrus really comes through. It's almost kind of fruity, if I may.
Uh-huh.
There, it reminds me of a candle. Overall, the taste, I don't like it.
No, not feeling it.
What in the world? I'm solo over here.
Going to Audrey, I'm curious. What do you like about this that you... Because Audrey traditionally does not like other very hoppy IPAs. This is not a very hoppy IPA. But... Tell me what you like about this and why this one's tickling your fancy.
So on the back of the can, it nails it, obviously. They want to get all of the adjectives really like spot on. It's not extra citrusy, so I might take that one out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is that bright flavor. It has that lighter... It doesn't feel like an IPA, obviously. I taste no pine. And that's one of the things that usually derails me and makes me hate IPAs is that it actually feels like I'm licking a pine cone whenever I drink IPAs.
Yeah.
And there's... not even a hint of that here. And I'm not even feeling like it's dry at all.
There's
I do wish there was more citrus, though.
I think I'm describing the finish as a dry, you know, because it kind of reminds me of like drinking a Brut champagne.
Yeah.
It does have a similar mouthfeel to that. And I think when you say big citrus, you're right. It's not in the body. It's not in the taste. But in the nose, it's a big citrus nose that hits you right there. And I think you did hit the nail on the head by calling this bright. It's not hugely flavorful, but the flavor that I do get, which is that it's hard to put my finger on it because it's an interesting flavor, but it definitely stands out. It's not alcohol. It's not citrus.
It is kind of like, I mean, it's Brut, right? It's like that champagne type, no bubbles, none of that carbonation. But
Am I just missing it? Like, it tastes like an air freshener to me.
No, the aftertaste is very reminiscent of champagne for me.
Yes.
Yes, it is exactly that.
It tastes like a flat mimosa.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't like flat mimosas.
Maybe not a flat mimosa, but a...
But I see what you're saying.
I would say, because a mimosa is flat. Right?
No, but like a mimosa that's been sitting out for too long and for some reason close to a heat wave.
Carbonation.
I would say a lightly carbonated, but
like
without all the big citrus. It's a very light bodied. I think it's refreshing and kind of bubbly almost. The drinkability on this, I think I could drink a couple of these. This is actually a very drinkable beer. I don't think the flavor is overwhelming, but when you're paying $8.99 for a 4-pack, I think you're getting what you're paying for. I think this is a decent value, a decent beer, and it's if you're not a traditional big hop head.
It's only 5.4%.
Yeah.
Which is not, for an IPA.
But it's a 16-ounce.
Yeah.
So
she's,
I think she's a tall girl.
I
think you get your money's worth. I think this is a solid beer. I think I like the fact that Audrey likes it, Dave.
Also,
no, I like that she likes it too. It's just not for me.
I'm curious because I was expecting this to be totally different than what it tastes like. Mm-hmm. So whenever you were saying brute, I wasn't attributing it to being like this airy, light, bright type of flavor.
You were thinking it smelled like the old...
I thought that we were going to come in... Yes. Yes. I was thinking that it was going to taste like grandpa smells.
It's like licking your grandfather's neck.
Is that an Old Spice?
Yes.
What is it?
No, that's exactly what I was thinking. So I was really scared.
I didn't even read the write-up before I decided that I didn't like it, but the write-up makes me like it even less. This Brut IPA uses champagne yeast to create a crisp, dry IPA with a citrus backbone.
So you just don't like that it says champagne yeast.
He doesn't like the champagne yeast.
Yep. I don't like champagne either. And there is no sex in that room, that's for sure. Dave, can I get a drum roll, please?
All right, fine.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I get the mighty Cascade Brute IBA.
I'm so drunk. What is wrong with us?
A 3.2 out of 5.
All right.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, if you know the answer to this question for Know the Show, give us a call at 833-YO-DUMMY. That's the phone number, 833-YO-DUMMY. A moment from today's show. Let's see who knows it.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Joey said my brother Paul can with one hand. When he does it with each hand simultaneously, he sounds and looks like a lobster. So his brother can do something. Joey said my brother Paul can with one hand. When he does it with each hand simultaneously, he sounds and looks like a lobster. 833-YO-DUMMY is the phone number. We have a Raiders prize pack with a $50 gift card for the Raiders store, courtesy of our friends at Modelo. And we also encourage you to swing by any of the participating Walmarts and Wahoo's Tacos here in Las Vegas in order to potentially win a whole Raiders tailgate setup, which includes a flat screen and all sorts of cool stuff for your house. Again, the number is 833-YO-DUMMY. And while that's getting queued up, one final story. Everybody rejoice. The Woo! Rio is going to reopen.
It's reopening. You know what that means? Guy Fieri back in business.
Is that where one of his restaurants is?
Yeah. If we want to get that donkey sauce,
I'm on my way to Flavortown.
If you are not a fan of Guy Fieri,
I love him.
Reevaluate your life and watch Guy's Grocery Games.
I think that I would be starstruck if I ever got to meet him one day. I wouldn't know what to do.
He's a guy who's living his best life.
He is a guy.
Bringing joy to millions of people across the world.
Huge fan of the Las Vegas Raiders as well.
Oh, he's a UNLV alum.
Yeah.
He better?
Yeah. He's like hangs out at training camp and stuff.
And just a guy who just loves food and loves life, you know, and he just gets...
He's so nice.
He just gets attacked for that, and I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate the hate for Guy Fieri and his donkey sauce.
I'll take these hoops out.
He's ready to fight.
Half a beer in.
So December 22nd, it is going to be the final Caesars Entertainment property to return to business. It'll accommodate four nights weekly beginning on Thursdays with the casino floor open all week, according to officials. They'll be reopening their sports book under the Will Hill banner. The Rio Buffet, like most buffets across town, will stay closed, but the Rio is back. And look, even though...
They're not blowing it up and building a baseball stadium there?
Look, it's jobs returning for people here in Las Vegas, so I applaud you, which leads us back to our question for Know the Show. Jeremy, what is that thing that his brother can do with one hand?
Clap.
Yeah.
What ST do you have?
I'm sorry, what?
I
almost got it. Jeremy, congratulations to you, man. Do you have a big plan for the weekend?
No, not yet. I'm going bowling this afternoon.
Ooh, doing a little bowling. That sounds fun.
Are you, can you do the little spin move?
I'd try.
Oh, dude, Jeremy, you and I, dude, let's go bowling, man.
I'll teach you a lesson. Terrible bowler.
I'm fantastic.
I will be at the Gold Coast at about 1:30 to 2:30.
He's calling you out of here.
Oh, dude, you are done. You are done, Jeremy. I'm going to give you the clap.
Bowl off. Let's go.
We'll make a clap of it.
I didn't think that this week's show would end with a bowling feud starting and boiling over live on air in 11 seconds. But sure enough, here we are. Jeremy, congratulations. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll be back bright and early on Monday morning.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.